Yes, 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 yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's another Tuesday or whatever time of day, whatever week you're listening to us. Welcome. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. Who do we have in the studio today, Carolyn?
In the studio, special guest. He hasn't been here for a long while.
When was
the last time this guest was here, Joe?
I don't know. James? When was the last you've been here?
Oh, you ruined it.
You ruined it.
You ruined Christmas, Joe.
I don't know. It's
been Christmas and the radio show.
I ruined everything.
I don't remember the last show I was on. What did we talk about the last time I was here?
I actually have no idea. It's been forever.
It's been a few months.
Pretty sure the last time I was on the show, I said some things that would offend many people.
So we had to cool down the heat a little bit.
Yeah,
is that what happened?
I've been a little busy too. Anyway, it's all good.
You live at the ballpark, man. It's tough being there.
I know.
Every
what is
day.
Up with that? Like, okay, on Facebook, honestly, like I won't go to your page every day because I'm not like I mean, I care about you, but I don't really care about every single thing that you do. But it's just that it's not like I go to your page every day. No, I hope you don't take offense to that. But wow. I guess what I'm saying is that. Every time I log on Facebook, you know, in my feed, it'll be like, James is at Nationals Park, James is at Nationals Park, James is at National Park. And then there's, like, photos that you take, and then you sign in, and you go all these places, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, honestly, do you live here, dude?
Well, like, I'll tell you, I bought season tickets this year, so okay. I'm there a lot.
So how often is that? How about this? As part of the news section, James, since this show is coming out this week, when's the next time we can see you at the ballpark?
I will be at the ballpark this Monday.
Do you know the date? Well, that's already, it will be already passed.
Yeah. 7:23.
Yes.
I will be in New York at Citi Field in the right field corner.
It's your tour dates.
Section 103, row 7. I will be probably like the only guy wearing red in the section. So if you see me on the replay or something.
So
you
this
know,
is a Yankees
me.
Game?
This is Mets
okay.
versus Nationals, Washington Nationals, my team.
What are the dates can people see you at the game?
Pretty much any other time the rest of the season in Washington.
And how can we see you? Like, do you have a very distinctive look when you're at the game?
Yeah, I usually have a big red fist. It's a Hulk hand, but it has a cutout in the top of it, and it's red.
So it's like a Hellboy hand, really.
Well, a what?
Hellboy? Like Magnolia?
No, he's not.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a movie, so maybe you might know.
I've seen Hellboy, too.
But you know that guy?
Yeah.
Hellboy.
Does he have a hand like Hulk?
Yeah, he's like a huge hand.
He just has one big red hand.
Well, you know those green Hulk fists?
Yeah.
Right?
But it's red.
Well, I have a big red one.
Yeah, so only... basically you have a Hellboy fist, pretty much.
Okay, and it has the national symbol on the back of the hand, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then in the top it has a cutout so you can slide your beer in there. It keeps it cool.
So, I like that. That's pretty impressive.
But
do we know specifically where we can find you, or do you get like different seats single time?
No, I'm usually in section 311. That's where my season ticket section is.
Oh,
however, I don't have tickets for every single game with my plan.
Now, do you have October 1st? Because isn't that our day?
I have October 3rd for the Phillies.
You should get October last game of the season.
We have October 1st.
For what?
I won it. It's a major award.
Oh, you're going?
October 1st to see the Phillies, yeah.
Where are your seats?
I don't know, but I have tickets, like, outside of the studio we can discuss later.
Well, at a different time we'll check what tickets you have, and then maybe I'll go too. Why not?
So basically, people can see you with the red fist, the hat.
Yeah. But the thing is, with my season ticket package, it comes with, like, a certain number of reward points, so you can exchange those reward points for extra games for free.
Nice.
So usually I'll use those and, like, sit in the outfield or somewhere.
There you go, man.
But last night was nuts. I was out pretty late because the game.
Was this Friday? Friday night? Last Friday night?
Yeah, right. Last Friday night.
So while you were there, we were watching Kiss and Motley Crue.
Nice. Oh, you were there.
We were there.
Nice.
But what was crazy about last night at the, or last Friday at the?
Well, the game just went really long. It went into extra innings and.
Did it rain?
And it was raining most of the game.
Make it rain.
And I
guess
was
it raining money?
No, it was just rainy water. let me tell you something about this Hulk fist, though.
Yeah, tell us about the Hulk fist.
You mean the Hellboy fist?
Yeah. Well, you know,
how'd that come about? Did you buy that like at the venue?
I bought it last year, but apparently there's only like one little tiny gift shop at the ballpark that sells them.
Uh huh.
And nobody knows about them, so I'm like the only person in the world that has one. Seems like.
What they made?
That's awesome.
They made it just for you.
Yeah. You're an exclusive.
Well, you know, I went to Atlanta to visit Danny.
Yeah.
And a couple weekends ago, and I guess it was, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we went to all three games, Nationals versus Braves in Atlanta. And
back to back?
I got huge, huge, like, positive responses for the beer fest.
Positive?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, even the, like, this Braves fans, redneck dude, we're on the escalator going up, and the dude, like, turns around and looks at us. He's like, man, that's pretty cool, man. Man, I hate the Nationals, man, but I like that. I think that's cool. I'm like,
you're turning him, man. You're turning him over.
Turn him heel.
It was funny because there was one time, like, after the game on Saturday, Danny was like, just starts busting out laughing. He's like, oh, my God, that thing is so over.
I think you need to become, like, some type of character that's always at the Nationals games.
Oh, that's what I'm trying
to
do now.
You know, like, the Hoggets for the Redskins, like there's certain Hoggets that are like famous or like they're known for wearing a certain dress or look.
There's some fans that like they're season ticket holders and whatever, and they're always, you know, they have the little gimmick or whatever.
But, just like remember like in ECW, where you had those guys in the front row with the old man with sunglasses and the Hawaiian shirt. You can be just like those. You can be just like those guys, man. You'd be a statement.
I don't want to be just like those guys.
You won't be just like them, but you'll be your own version of that.
Be your statement.
You'll be, yeah.
Like, so what do you want to say with, like, the red fist?
So there I was, right? Have you ever seen my Nationals wife beater? I'm sure I've posted pics on, you know, me flexing and stuff on Facebook.
Still use the word pics. You still use that word, pics. Pics. Send me some pics.
So there I was. I was wearing my Nationals. I got a tank top I made, had custom made online, and it just has a big red curly W on it.
Oh, so that's a custom made one.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was like a.
No, they don't sell those. Can't get those.
Yeah, official.
Can't get those on the street.
So do you have like a name for your character when you're there, or for your fandom
just,
or something?
I'm just me.
I know, but like, do you have like something that you're known for? Like, are you known as like Red Fist guy or something? You know, like some or something like that, or 930 Club guy. You know,
930 like, Club guy.
There's, you know, there's like names for local people that are kind of famous. Like,
I'm not really famous yet, but I'm getting there.
But you need to have a name. Like, I feel like that solidifies everything. Kind of like, you know, when you watch Spider-Man and they first name him when he's like up in that wrestling match against Bonesaw.
The Human Spider.
Yeah.
No, it's the Human Spider.
Exactly. Like, and then Bruce Campbell's like, here's Spider-Man. You know, like, you need to have, like, some type of name that you're known for, I feel like. Because it'll get people talking.
Well, Red then again, I don't really need any kind of publicity like that, you know.
We got to promote it on the radio show now.
He is Red Fist.
But,
Red Fist.
So there I was, right? We went to Atlanta. We go to the Saturday game. And for that game, we got seats, like, almost right behind the dugout. I think we're like 7 or 8 rows up. Behind the Nats dugout.
Yeah.
And third base side. And I'm wearing the Nats wife beater. And I'm wearing the beer fist. And I got my shades on. And my red hat.
So are you the only, like, representation?
There were a few Nats fans there. And, there's probably, like, between 25, 27, something thousand people in the ballpark. It wasn't full by any means, but they're, you know, a good amount of people. So they do this thing called the Kiss Cam. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
At ball games, you know, they have the Kiss Cam. I think there was a recent thing with Obama or something on the Kiss Cam or
even
something.
Even on wrestling, they have the Great Khali had a Kiss Cam.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you're familiar. Well,
Obama had a Kiss Cam?
Yeah, he was on the Kiss Cam at, like, the basketball game or something recently.
And what happened?
He had to kiss Michelle Obama, right?
I don't know exactly what happened. I just heard about, like, a brief thing on the radio, a little teaser, and then they're like, we'll tell you better when we come back.
And you're like, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
You can't nitro me.
So anyway, what they usually do, I know at the Nats games, is they always do, like, you know, at the end of the Kiss Cam, they'll show like a visiting fan and they'll try to make him look like he's sitting up by himself all lonely. And they'll play like, what was the song they played? All by myself. Yeah. You know that one?
So, all by
myself. So I'm like, when the Kiss cam pops up on the screen, Danny and I are looking at each other. And Danny's like, James, you know what to do. It's like, put your shades and your hat back on. Because I was sitting there just relaxing and I had the beer fist off and I was, you know, the shades off, the hat off. I just kind of, because it was so hot. And he's like, yo, we can get all your gear back on and move over a couple seats. So it makes you look all lonely. They'll put you on the big screen. So sure as hell, the end of the thing comes along. They have me freaking on the big screen with all my stuff on. So what do you think the first thing I do is? Just stand up and start flexing.
showing off your guns?
Yeah, freaking everybody in the stadium was booing me. It was awesome. But I was like, so look at the guns. People was holding up the beer fist because they were like zoomed in so close on me. So I'm holding up the beer fist.
TV?
And I'm flexing my arm and I'm doing the Hulk pose. I'm doing the Hulk like break you type thing.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
No,
man.
It was just on in the stadium. But
did Danny get any photos of it or anything?
No, but
you have the memory.
Yeah, it was awesome. He after the game, he was like, "Oh my God, you were so owned." So the next day we show up and we get seats like almost in the same area. Wait, we're down by the field.
Wait, just to cut you off. Basically, what you did is you pulled a Lex Luger.
No, I owned them. They tried to own me by making me look all lonely.
Yeah,
but I kind of owned them because I did it on purpose. I got on camera. I made myself look lonely on purpose so I could stand up and own the big screen.
So you show how ripped you got.
Yeah, right. And
is this during daytime or nighttime?
Awesome. No, this is like, it was a 4 o'clock game, so it was still light out.
So they were all still booing you even though you're flexing and stuff?
Yeah, because I was wearing Nats gear.
I don't know what, like, the timing of this. So like you knew it.
It's just like in the middle of the game, like the fourth inning or something.
No, but you look, as soon as you looked up,
oh,
like you saw yourself and you're like, all right, now did you snap right into it or what?
Our seats were basically facing like, right center field, and the scoreboard's like dead center field. So I'm looking at it. You know, we're facing the scoreboard. So I'm just sitting there waiting. I didn't know if I was actually going to get on it or not.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of sitting there relaxed. Yeah. And then, but the moment I saw myself, I knew what to do.
You know? Clicked in.
Yeah.
So what was the first thing you did? You just went right into just like...
Oh, I stood up. I was screaming to us. Yeah, baby. Yeah, look at these. Yeah, that's right. Get some. I was screaming.
Go get some.
It was awesome because after they took me off the big screen...
Do you know if you turned red? You did. You know
I was like, I could see my veins like popping out. I was getting all nuts. But I turned around. Yeah, after the Kiss cam was over, I turned around. I held up the beer fist and like I turned around and was like posing for everybody behind me. It was awesome. But no, it was cool because after the game we were walking back through the concourse and people were like, "Oh man, it's the guy from the big screen."
See? Your name is growing.
But check this out.
That's your name. Big screen.
Next game, no, well, Jumbotron's the
jumbo board. All right.
So we go back the next day for the Sunday game. We go down to our seats, which were like front row on the baseline, and we're kind of sitting there, and all of a sudden, one of the Nats players comes over and starts signing autographs for kids. I'm like, damn it, I need that guy's autograph. I need him to sign the beer fist. So Danny borrows a Sharpie from a little kid for me.
Now, do you already have a lot of people that signed the beer fist?
No. Nobody signed the beer fist yet.
So this is the first signing of the beer fist.
Yeah. So I go over, and I'm holding the beer fist. I got a beer in it already. And it's Sean Burnett. He's a relief pitcher for the Nats. And he's kind of looking down, signing people's balls, and, well,
so, it just sounded really bad.
Signing people's balls and their ticket stubs and
just
whatever.
Have, like, a dirty mind.
And he kind of comes to me. He like looks at the fist and looks up. He's like, "Hey, weren't you with the Jumbotron yesterday?" I was like, "Yeah, that's right, baby. That was me."
Wait a minute, you said that's right, baby?
Yeah, I was like, "That's right." And then I got a picture with him. I got him
awesome.
To sign
that's right, baby.
I got him to sign it. I got a picture with him.
Oh yeah.
And then
is that on Facebook?
Of course, it's on Facebook.
Oh, I need to look.
That's the first thing I did.
I need to really look.
Did you take with your phone camera or your real camera?
Danny took the first one with his phone, and then after that, another one of the pitchers came over, and I go over and get him to sign it. He's like, he looks at the beer fist and looks at me. He's like, "Hey, what's up, man?" He signs it.
Oh my God, the players know you.
Yeah, so I get a pick with him. But check this out. Like a week later, we go to the minor league game in Woodbridge, Potomac Nationals, and Drew Storen, the same guy that signed it, is there he's doing a rehab because he was hurt. He was just there with the team. He wasn't playing. And so he was actually making like a rehab appearance at Potomac, and he's sitting there in the bullpen. And I walk up and I lean over the fence. I'm like, Drew. I'm shaking the beer fist at him. He kind of like leans back and goes, oh, yeah. It was awesome.
See, I feel like, James, really, I really feel like you could grow this. Sorry. And you can be like a major player in like their fandom of the Nationals.
I need to, but I need next year when I get season tickets, I need to get him closer because mine right now are like 300 level.
See, but you're just growing right now. This
what is
like
what is 300
year.
Level? What is that?
Like the third level up?
It's like third deck.
Oh, okay.
There are four decks.
So, okay, also, has anyone asked to take a photo with you? I feel like that would be your crowning moment. Like, when people start asking to, like, when other fans are like, oh my god, it's Red Fist.
People,
I want to take a picture with you.
People have asked to try it on. People have told me it's awesome.
See, once you start getting people taking pictures with you, I've noticed even like going to all the comic conventions, like people that dress up, like they have really good like Joker outfits or whatever, and people are like, "Oh, let me take my picture with you." Or even like when we saw the Kiss show the other day, it's like people wanted to take pictures with people that were dressed with Kiss, you know? So, yeah. And like, you know, Kiss Army and stuff, and I'm sure like some of the hardcore fans like even know each other from different countries and different cities and stuff. But, like, once you gain your momentum and get your name out there, I think, like, after a few seasons, like, you will be known.
I want my name out there, though.
What I'm saying is, like, you'll be known as
exactly
Red Fist, though. You know what I mean? Like, or as whatever.
Hey, it's Red Fist.
Yeah.
Redcorn.
Like,
John Redcorn.
Like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever name you want to have, you know. Maybe even like next time you see the players, you can just be like Red Fist, and then they'll like associate your name. You know what I mean?
See me like in every city.
Exactly. So there you go. Like you just promote yourself like that. Well, I think it will happen. You can be like their number one fan, and then be there year after year, and everyone knows you. And then
Danny
they want to take
that Huzzard.
Picture with you.
What?
Danny offended Huzzard
during that game?
No, just the other day he said something like.
Wait, this is how you come into another story?
No, it's related.
All right.
Does Huzzard have season tickets? He said,
James, yeah, he does. We're actually in the same section.
Oh, cool.
And same plan and everything. He said, man, Huzzard, James is like a bigger Nets fan than you are now. Huzzard got all mad, apparently.
That's funny.
That's all it takes? No one's a bigger fan. Are you a bigger fan?
I like this though, because now it's like it's actually creating some minor what word should I use? Like minor
tension, sexual tension.
Minor sexual tension between James and Huzzard. But it's like it's creating like this minor like one-upmanship. But like
I don't need to do that.
No, I know you're not trying to, and I know that Huzzard isn't either. But it's like it's more of like who's the biggest fan, man. It's more like a friendly competition, let's say.
Huzzard. Like writes for the Nationals, like the Masson Sports now. The
cool.
He writes blogs and he's like writes articles on the actual freaking website.
Yeah, that's
now.
Awesome. But like, I guess what I'm getting
he
at,
he's in the press box.
I don't think anyone's trying to like create controversy necessarily, but it's more of like a friendly competition to be like, who's the bigger fan? I like it.
Like, look, brother, I went to Atlanta, I went to New York. Yeah, well, but I sit in the press box and freaking write articles. Shit, I can't top that.
Well, it's not like it shouldn't go over the line of like a negative competition.
Wait, does that make
but
you
if
a big
like,
does that make you a bigger fan? Or does that writing articles does that make you a bigger fan? Because you can write articles for anybody else.
I guess it
too.
Makes you more like a journalist. I mean, I guess there is a difference between like being a journalist and being a fan.
Yeah,
good point. Know? Tell him that.
Well, we just did.
Well, we can say Huzzard is the better journalist and James is the better fan.
Well, I'm not sure.
I've never been there.
I haven't seen James spread his journalist wings and write equivalent to that.
No, I don't do that.
Is that one? That's not really one of your goals, though. So
I don't care about that stuff.
Well, there you go.
I'll tell you before we get off the subject of me. I've got some other news.
How are we jumping off the subject of you?
Well, yeah. I know you guys have some stuff.
Your
that
birthday.
You want to talk
your
about.
Your birthday's coming up this week, man.
Yeah, that week means, from Monday.
Yeah. A week from, what does that make it? The next Monday. This next Monday.
Oh, wait. I don't know.
Are you going to a game on your birthday?
Bottom line's coming up.
Are you?
There's no game that day. Oh. They're off that day. I'm going to a veterans career fair, and then I'm going to out to dinner at Sakura's Japanese place.
Sounds good.
Benihana type.
I think you're the bigger fan.
Oh,
my vote goes for you.
But yeah, back to what I was gonna say. I got a I got some news that's going to shock the world.
Oh, it's going to shock the world.
Yeah, you guys are the first to know.
The whole world is the first.
I haven't even told, well, I told my brother, my girlfriend, that's about it. Going back to the military.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what's that going to lead to?
Before
we do that, let's go through the thought process of that. So how come? Where'd this come from? How'd this stem together?
Well, I don't like the job that I've been doing the last 6 years.
The
civilian job?
Civilian security?
In fact, I hate it.
Mm-hmm. And what other options did you look into?
I've been trying to get a job with the federal government and such, mm-hmm. and nothing will come up. So
it's pretty rough.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to get something else, different career path going. But, you know, I can't get anything else.
So what was the moment where you're like, man, maybe I should go back into the military?
Are
you, like, sitting in your bed and you're like, man?
Well, there's a certain type of qualification that I'm going to end up having after this, about a year in this job.
So it's a one-year service?
No, it's 4 years, but it takes about a year to get what I'm going for.
I see.
So,
But you have to sign on for 4 years?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So that will help reserves, so I'm not, like, going anywhere just yet, but anyway.
Do you know where you would be stationed in the reserves?
Somewhere in the D.C. metropolitan area.
So you wouldn't be, like, moving away? Or do you have, training like somewhere else?
Yeah, I gotta go away for a couple months.
Because that was the one thing that I noticed last time that you were with the military. It was always a bunch of in and out. Sort of like, I think I'm going here. Oh, I'm not going here. Or I am. Or, you know, I always get those calls of like, I'm leaving here, and then you end up not leaving.
Yeah.
Maybe it's to like, you know, just kind of like mask the plans to confuse people.
Mask the plans.
Yeah, sometimes they were straightforward with us. Other times they beat around the bush, mm-hmm. try to keep us guessing. But, when I was in the Marine Corps Reserve, I don't want to get into it, but it was a pain in the ass.
So why you want to go back? Or, well, you're doing
actually doing the Navy Reserve this time. Okay. Yeah. And we were in the field all the time, and it was combat arms. It was just,
Wait, so you're going into the Navy Reserves this time?
Just a totally different type of job.
So this is gonna be almost different then, right? If it's the Navy Reserves, or what does that entail?
Be a little different.
You can be on a boat.
No,
Marines can be on a boat.
Marines can
no,
be on a boat too.
I won't be
right?
on a boat.
Oh, that's good. We went to the SSX Lexington. And it was pretty amazing because that boat. They filmed like part of the movie Pearl Harbor on that boat, and
the movie sucked.
but like it was just it was
Michael Bay.
I didn't really love that movie that much, but like I guess it was just interesting because like the boat has like such closed corner. What is the phrase? Closed.
It's very claustrophobic.
Confined spaces.
Yeah, confined spaces.
It was pretty interesting.
It was interesting to go for like a few hours, but like as far as if you actually had to work there for like 6 months or something, like that would really get to you. I feel like.
Yeah, well, my thing is going to be like an office type of job.
That's good.
So hopefully it won't, I don't know. We'll see.
What does that mean, though, office? So you're not really, but this is for like the Navy Reserve?
Yeah.
So what does that entail? So you'll be like you'll be on reserve for an office job?
Is that what? That's about as far as I'm going to take it on the air.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But, so anyway. So I got that to look forward to. I got to go for my physical next week after next.
So when's this gonna happen? End of July? August? I guess it is the end of July.
I should be like back in by September.
Right on. So that means all this. So that means all the security stuff. So it must have been really like a bust doing all that stuff. Then must have been not like fulfilling at all.
No, because I really feel like by babysitting these fucking thugs. Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, they are. I mean, like, you shouldn't...
For all those years.
That's how it is.
I really feel like I serve my community.
So let me ask you this, though, man. See, like, I always hear stories of, like, people, like, saying, like, oh, the jails or the prisons aren't as nice for them. Do they really... do you feel like they should be nice quarters for them? Because I'm just like, people are complaining about jail. They're supposed to be bad for them. James is supposed to be giving them hell,
yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the type of freaking pussy-ass country this place has turned into.
It has. I agree.
It's like, okay, so that person committed a crime, possibly committed murder, and he's supposed to go to a better place than he had before?
He's supposed to get freaking 3 hot meals a day?
Yeah, they probably eat better than we do.
And we're supposed to protect him from getting butt raped?
Like, Even in my own work, even in my own work, I don't get 3 hot meals a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not saying that I would ever commit a crime. No, but like, I'm not saying I would ever like actually go through and commit a crime on purpose like that. But like, there's been a couple times where I've sat back and thought, I'll be like, hey man, I should like go to jail. I should like find a way to go to jail because like that I could get so much work done. I can get like so much comics done. I can read all the books that I'm supposed to read and like just, and then they give me like my 1 hour of gym a day. I'm like, damn, I've got it made. You know, like seriously, if I was in like a low, like, you know, maybe it would be like some type of women's prison where it was like not as hardcore. Like, I feel like I could get by and I would basically come out of it. Like I'd have written a graphic novel and, you know, like, and then I could basically like read all the books I want to read and chill out.
What do you think about that, James? Is that really the type of situation?
Is that something that I should admire too?
No, I wouldn't advise it.
Don't aspire to go to jail.
You don't want to go to jail. Everybody that's in jail are there because they're freaking stupid. They didn't get away with what they were trying to do.
They got caught.
Contrary to popular belief, most people that are in jail are not badass, you know, hardened criminals. They're little dumbass, freaking petty criminals, high school dropout types, you know. You freaking steal a TV from Walmart. Where do you go? Jail.
Yeah. Right? Dude, yeah. I saw a guy. I'm pretty sure what I saw is true. Like, I know this is my eyewitness account, so I can't, like, no one else can necessarily combat it, but we were in line at 7-Eleven buying Slurpee, and I saw this, like, you know, I hate to say it, but black guy just, like, kind of, like, tuck under, like, some energy drink, and, like, maybe it was a bag of chips. I don't know. It all happened so quickly, I don't remember exactly what he bought, but, like, I saw him kind of, like, tuck it under his, like, fist, and then, like, just walk out the door real quick, and, like, I'm pretty sure he stole it, you know? Because he wasn't in line, and then he walked out right before us.
What a piece of shit.
And then I'm like, and then I even mentioned, like, lightly to the, you know, to the worker at 7-Eleven, like, Apod or whatever, what's his name, Apu, and, like, from The Simpsons.
Apu.
Yeah, I mentioned to Apu. I briefly mentioned, I was like, did that black guy just walk out without buying
stuff?
Yeah, because that's what it was. Well, at that point, it's like, how you gotta act fast. Like,
did that black guy just walk out of that shit?
Did this African-American gentleman just walk out?
Did that guy,
you know what I mean? Anyway, he just, like, no, seriously, because he went like, so fast. Like, he walked out, like, so fast, and, like, right before us, and I swear he had something in his hand. That's all I gotta say. You know, like, I swear he was, like, kind of cupping it and, like, hiding it.
Yeah, he probably stole it.
But it's, like, in my head, I was like,
I'm paying for this shit.
Yeah, and then in my head,
Arizona iced tea is just 99 cents.
Yeah. No, seriously, like in my head, I was like, dude, you can't afford $2. I was like, that's really worth it to you? I'm like, what? I'm like, what a loser.
Right. It blows my mind, the freaking thought process. Why would you want to be like a piece of shit like that?
Yeah. Especially it's like $2.
I feel a lot of people.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, really?
A lot of people think that's like cool. You know, they're like, oh, that's the cool thing to do. Right. It's tough. It makes me tough to easily steal that.
People that freaking dress like thugs and whatever want to look like they're... I don't understand it. It blows my mind.
It blows my mind, too. Because that's so cliche.
I kind of have a new...
Oh, yeah. How do you expect anybody... Sorry. How do you expect anybody to take you seriously? Yeah?
Like, I kind of have a new... Go ahead. I keep
if they
to
want
inter-
respect.
If they have their pants... What is the identifiable iconology of a thug look? What is that? Like a big white shirt that goes below.
MS-13.
Baggy ass clothing. Walking around like.
Like a homie.
All bebopping around, kind of hunched over.
What is bebopping around?
Bebopping.
You know, like those homies that they used to sell, like in the 50 cents thing? Like those little figurines.
Those are Hispanics.
Yeah, so. They were made by a Hispanic graphic designer.
That makes complete sense, though, if you do that.
That was his own people, so there you go.
Really, that was the main thing that I enjoyed about that job, though, is when I would get to fuck somebody up. Seriously, because some of these guys, a lot of these guys,
they're really
just
not
really
the smartest. They're really just like the scum of the earth.
And don't get
much.
Don't get me wrong. There's some good people that are locked up. Like,
Did you meet any good people in there?
Just, you know, make
like
them,
any, like Morgan Freeman's in there.
I mean, there are people that make, like, one mistake. Like, there was this guy, let's say, for instance, there are people in jail that are, you know, served in the military for whatever, retired.
Yeah.
Served a number of years for the federal government. you know, got a good paying job, raised a nice family and whatever. And all of a sudden they snap one day in the freaking drive-thru and shoot their wife in the head, right?
Yeah.
And then they and turn themselves in. Yeah, that's fucked up. But other than that, he's lived it, like, you know, he's been a good person all his life.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people just make, like, one mistake.
But it's a big mistake.
Yeah. Well, that's an extreme circumstance. I'm just saying.
I mean, it doesn't
shooting your wife in the head.
It doesn't get more extreme than that.
Or how about you get
literally just being okay the rest of your life, and then just 1 second being like, fuck this shit. Blam. Yeah.
This guy finds out that comes home or something early from work and finds his girlfriend in his bed banging some other dude, and he beats the shit out of the guy.
Just like in that Eminem video.
And he gets arrested, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That guy might be a hardworking guy. You know, very polite and very respectful person.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's going to...
His whole life
is ruined.
He
might go to jail for, like, 6 or 9 months for aggravated assault.
And then that's on his record forever, and he might not be employed by a job and this and that. And
his life might be ruined.
Yeah. No, I would say it's definitely a scar on his life, though.
You can't cross into Canada anymore.
I'm saying there are people in jail that don't necessarily, like, deserve to, like, be locked up.
Like, in that situation... You know, that's easily identifiable to be a pissed off situation, you know?
Fuck them up.
Yeah. And you're on your own property. Someone had to press charges for that, right?
And you know what I say? Beat her ass, too.
Why not? I mean, like...
I mean, I guess, you can break down each case.
Being angry is not a bad thing.
It's like a case-by-case thing, but...
It is a case-by-case thing.
You know...
Because at that point, it's like treason. You're like, beat her ass up, too.
But you know...
That'll add 6 more years to it, though.
As far as, like, their look, how we were describing a few minutes ago...
Thugs?
Yeah, the thug look. It's kind of interesting, because, like, recently I was thinking a lot about tattoos. And, like... And I'm not necessarily against them. Like, when I see them on other people, I'm like, that's fine. But, like, for me personally, I don't imagine myself ever getting a tattoo. But, like, I'll see all these rock stars, and they all have, like, tons of tattoos and stuff. And, like, also, in a way, I kind of feel like tattoos... I know I might offend somebody by saying this, but sometimes I feel like... You know, sometimes people get them for a marking, to be like, oh, this is my symbol, or, like, this is in memory of my wife who died, and or, you know, maybe something like that. Like, maybe that has more meaning. But sometimes when people get, like, needless tattoos, that's just, like, some type of spiral design, or some...
Goldberg design,
or some butterfly. Japanese butterfly thing that's like not even really written properly. It's like,
I don't know what that means. It means California roll.
But it's like, they're getting like a tattoo just to get a tattoo or just to be cool. Like sometimes I really feel like it's actually a form of like physical abuse on their self. Cause I've been feeling like recently, like a lot of the people I know that have been getting tattoos, it's almost like they're going through some like life process. Like they're like getting divorced or like something bad happened, or they're trying to be someone who like they're not completely, you know, and to be like, I'm gonna get a tattoo now, I'm free, you know, or something, you know what I mean? And and then they're like, this is me now. And then it's like, it's almost like if you're not, I know this sounds really horrible to say, but like celebrities can kind of get by with it more, because if you're a rock star, I mean, like if you're a rock star and you're all tatted up, people are like, yeah, man, you're cool, you're a hardcore, you know, and stuff like that. They can kind of get by with it. Like Motley Crue can get by with it. But then like, if you're just like a normal person, just getting tatted up and like, it actually is kind of, I feel like maybe 20% or something of it is like some form of like abuse on the body. Cause like really think about it. Why would you want to go around with like, especially when it's like on your face or something?
What
or,
about
like,
these freaking retards that get the like the holes in their ears, the rings in their earlobes?
Like 930 Club guy.
What are those called? I forget what those called. Like the loops in their ear.
When I see somebody wearing that, all I want to do is just beat their ass.
Because you don't want to pull it out. You
don't
want
to talk to them.
It's actually like
no negotiating.
Self manipulation. What is it called? Like manipulation or self there's a word, like self-manipulation, right? Or is it like...
Mutilation.
Self-mutilation, yeah, thank you. Like, isn't that...
I'd love to self-manipulate. How would I self-manipulate myself?
I'm sure you can. But like, you can convince yourself. But
What kind of job do those people... Like, what are they going to get for a job?
Or even like...
Who the hell is going to hire them?
All over their face.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like a lot of... And they're like mostly alternative people, and I'm not against these
people. Alternative people.
Like, when you... I've talked to several of them, and they're actually...
Aren't we alternative people too?
We are, but then like, how are you alternative? I don't.
Well, because if that becomes the norm, then we become the alternative.
See, but the thing is, I'm not like, for example, if you go to Richmond, like Richmond's the number one city.
Never again.
Richmond's the number one city in the United States of tattoos.
Wait, what? Oh, okay.
It's the number one city in the United States for tattoos.
Is it really?
Yes, by several accounts. You sure? Yeah. Everyone in Richmond has a tattoo.
By 10 people.
No, seriously, everyone in Richmond has a freaking tattoo. And, like, that's fine. And I'm not against these people at all. That's their life choice. But I just feel like some of them, like, are mutilating themselves, like, almost on purpose. Like, maybe they had a bad childhood or, like, something bad happened to them. And don't you feel like it's mutilation to a certain extent?
It is mutilation.
I mean, they're obviously changing their appearance, but...
Or defamation. Self-defamation.
Seen The Hangover, too?
No,
but you get tattooed in the face.
I saw it the other day, man.
What's your review on Hangover 2? Because a lot of people are saying like it's the same thing.
It's pretty much the same movie, kind of. It's
I don't feel like I want to spend my time.
It's
with
not
it.
That funny, but it's funny because he has the tattoo on his face.
He has the Tyson tattoo on his face.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Just spoil it for us because I'm not gonna watch it.
He wakes up and he doesn't remember how he got the damn tattoo on his face and starts freaking out. Kind of like in the first one where he's missing the tooth.
Oh yes, this one he has a tattoo on his face. I like that idea though. Just waking up and have a different one.
At the end of the movie, Mike Tyson shows up and like sings at the wedding or something. And
does he sing that Phil Collins song?
I don't remember what it was, but he goes up to Andy. He's like, "You need to get that shit off your face right now." Something like that. And he's like, "All right, I'm going to get it removed."
That's it.
It's the Mike Tyson tattoo. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not trying to speak ill of these people that have that look, but...
Tattoos?
Or just, I don't know, like, I'm not against tattoos. I think there's actually, like, some art form to it. But then there's, like, certain people that get random ones, and it's just kind of like, really?
You think they're losers?
Well,
I don't think they're losers.
The random ones are pointless. Because there was a time where, you know, all the girls were getting the tramp stamps and the stuff like that. And then the guys would get the tramp stamp belly button shit.
Oh, I know a guy that has a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
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 Dude, we used to
give
him so much crap.
Why?
Is it around his belly button or on his back?
No, on his back. Who are you putting a tramp stamp on there for?
Why did he have a tramp stamp on his back?
No. It was awesome,
horrible.
Though.
What is it of?
I forget. It was like something stupid.
Is it like...
I saw somebody at the gym the other day, and this was like a high school kid. He had a tattoo that had, you know, Stewie from Family Guy?
Yeah.
The little baby guy.
Did he really?
But it was Stewie, like, all buffed up, like showing his guns.
That's tattooed
lame.
On him?
Still lame.
Yeah, tattooed on him. Tattooed? On his, what is this part called of the leg?
Calf?
Like, the bottom.
Oh, that's a horrible place to have a tattoo. I hate, oh, man.
I feel like that's the new place right now.
What do you guys do if a person near you has a bad tattoo? Do you ever, like... talk to that person about it? They're all like...
No, because, like, I don't want to offend how they look, you know?
That looks horrible.
The worst
tattoo... Oh, shit's permanent.
Yeah, the worst tattoo that I've seen was, like, that one girl from high school. Like, she had, you know, like, the Egyptian Udat eye? I think that's what it's called. Like, the Ujat eye or something like that. It's basically, like, you know the Egyptian eye symbol? Like, the eyeball?
No.
Come on, James, you studied this.
Well, whatever. It's basically like an eyeball that has like some flourishes around it, and it's actually means to ward off evil spirits. I learned it from art history. Mm-hmm. But she had that eye, and then like it was symmetrical. But the thing was, is that the tattoo artist, I guess when she handed the piece of paper, like as a sample to the tattoo artist, it wasn't symmetrical. But I guess I thought her intent was to have it symmetrical. But the tattoo artist was like, "So you want me to do exactly this?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then, like, when it was on her back, it wasn't, like, symmetrical at all. Like, just imagine having a supposedly symmetrical design, like, on one side and the same is reflected on the other.
Would that be considered a fail?
It is a fail.
Straight up. Like, I'm like...
An error.
I mean, I've probably seen error worse 43. Tattoos. Even when we went to see Kevin Smith, that girl that stood up and was, like, talking about her tattoos.
Yeah.
They're, like, all random, like, all over her body and they didn't flow together. And I don't know. It's just... It was a little much. It wasn't that good looking. And then she said that she was going to get Kevin Smith's signature.
Who's Kevin Smith?
You know, the filmmaker from Clerks.
What?
Clerks.
No.
And Chasing Amy.
Never saw it.
Oh. You saw Dogma, though, didn't you? Because you walked out of that and you're like, Joe, that was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we see that in the theater?
Yeah, we saw that like a university where, yeah.
Long ass time. Yeah.
And you're like this. God damn it, Joe. I hate that movie so much. And so I was like, why?
But have you ever seen like good tattoos? Like what would you consider like a good tattoo?
I've seen the one thing. I mean, when girls get like sometimes they get like ones on the rib cage that are like this giant pieces that look of a fish. Or like a dragon, something that like trails the curve of their body, mm-hmm. and it's well done. I think that looks pretty cool, but it's also pretty excessive at the same time. But that is well done. It is well done. It's not something, it's done to the point where it's not embarrassing. You know what I mean? If you're going to get a tattoo, it's sort of just like, okay. And you're like, I want a big piece. At least they can have something that will flow with their shape. But what if they lose that shape?
What about the people that get tattoos on their neck?
Like Undertaker?
Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's like on his throat, too.
Yeah, that's like right on the worst.
He got it actually taken off.
Did Sarah.
He went through years of procedures.
What a loser.
He had to take it off of the action figures and everything.
The guy from My Chemical Romance has like a scorpion on his neck.
The action figures.
Yeah. You see that? They had that on the action figure. Then like in the newer ones, it just has like a blank spot.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like... Like, again, I feel like for some reason I know this is, like,
remember you used to watch
fair.
That? You used to watch that Dave Navarro show where the tattoo one.
Ink Master.
You are not an Ink Master.
You are not the Ink Master.
Did you ever watch
like
that show, James?
That's like his Alf Peterson.
No, never.
It is an interesting show. I like it from an art perspective. But it's just, like, with tattoos, it's really hard. And also, it's subjective. Like, and then people get all wrapped up in, like, a tribute to like their dog or like a tribute to 9/11 tattoo.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Like, remember, because our friend TJ has a tattoo, and you know he's black.
Black on.
And he has a. It's like of a mechanical thing, and like it's like the Terminator style where you can see through his skin. Mm-hmm. It's like a machine.
A lot of people have been having this.
I'm not gonna lie though, I can't see it.
Oh, like Jax from black.
From Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
I was doing that last night at the game.
What's
when
that?
I was hammered.
What, you're doing Jax?
No.
Mortal Kombat.
We're screaming at this player, the left fielder for the Braves. And I was like, hey, get over here.
What type of people do you run into while you're there as Red Fist?
I mean, I don't know.
Do people taunt you back? Do you have to have battles that go back and forth? Because I remember you posted, even today while we're recording this, you posted on Facebook, like you're going to the, what'd you write? You're going to the,
oh yeah,
the double, the, and you're like, and I'm getting drunk, so watch out.
No, I said, what did I say? Oh yeah, to all you lame ass, you know, local, what was it? Poser Braves fans that plan to attend the doubleheader today. Be advised, I will be drinking, so stand by.
You have been warned.
Yeah.
Can I go back for a second for the tattoo thing?
Sure.
There's like an issue I have to resolve now. I was just thinking about.
Okay.
Since you mentioned Dave Navarro, and like, it's no surprise I'm a like fan of Dave Navarro. Like, I think he's actually like a pretty like awesome guy. How come I'm attracted to Dave Navarro and he's like full of tattoos and like random tattoos all over him, but then like part of me is like a part of me likes him, but then the other part of me is like. Like, oh, that's kind of like self like mutilation.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't
I'm
he
still
wear
trying to figure
leather
that
pants?
Out? Huh?
Doesn't he wear tight leather pants?
Sometimes.
Are you opposed to tight?
Doesn't he
tight
wear
leather
like
pants?
Eyeliner and stuff too?
Sometimes. James is just not approving.
You're like, isn't he white?
He's not white.
He's half Spanish.
He's Spanish, yeah.
He's half Spanish.
Half Spanish.
A half smoke.
White.
He's a half smoke.
He's Italian.
He's half
or maybe
Mexican.
Some kind of Spanish.
He's half Mexican, half white. But, like, I'm not, like, oh. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, it's, like, but for some, maybe it's just him. Maybe it's, like, out of everybody with all those crazy tattoos, maybe it's just him that can, like, shine through. But then, like, everyone else, I'm like, oh, they're all, like, mutilating themselves.
Who'd you choose? Navarro or Stamos?
Oh, that's a hard one.
If you had to pick one.
What is it for? Is it for, like, a boyfriend or, like, a one-night thing? Or?
No, just to be a fan of for the rest of your life.
To be a fan of for the rest of your life.
I don't know. That's a really hard one.
What is awesome.
Let me ask you this. Do you like John Stamos on Facebook?
Yes.
The other day he posted this thing. You know how he does his like retweets or whatever? And
I also follow him on Twitter.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You guys need to show me how to use Twitter, because I need to
I get... will.
You're
I don't know how to use it.
What are you, oh, Matt, we need to make you a red fist. Red fist.
All right, we'll do it.
Okay. Just do the red fist. Yeah,
there probably might be a red fist like already taken, but we need to get it.
Well, you know how he always posts his tweets and like stuff that people tweet about him on Facebook?
Yeah.
Who's that?
They have it
Stamos.
Synced up.
Stamos?
Yeah. Well, he posted something on there the other day with some quote by some guy. It was like, 50% of people read the newspaper and 50% of Americans vote for president or something like that. I hope it's the same 50%. Some quote for some dude that he retweeted or whatever. And I went down there and commented. I was the first person. I wrote, Stamos for president. And then
you're like, first.
Yeah, well, I went back and checked like 5 minutes later. I had like 12 likes.
Nice.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I didn't get a like from Stamos, though. That was my main. That was
what Sometimes they don't communicate with the fans as well.
That's how they separate.
I think you got to do
what,
that.
Like they're better than me?
No.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Because they can't bring attention to everything. If they were to comment or like or bring up everything, it would just be like, it would almost be too much. They wouldn't even have time to like do that.
Well, I'll tell you this. Body by Jake liked my thing when I posted it on his wall.
Body by Jake.
There you go. Body by Jake.
Do you know what I want to try?
What's Body by
DDP
Jake?
DDP yoga. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
I want to try it. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Wait, does your shirt say Me Hands?
Yes, it does. You just noticed that?
I just noticed that right now.
I noticed it.
Well, it's because I had the wire.
Yeah, I want to say I did notice it, but I did not mention it.
I mean, I'm not really like, I'm not going to like, I mean, no offense. I'm not just going to directly just look right at your chest the first time I walk it. I know you're getting ripped, but that's not how it is.
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, we went there.
But what do you... But do you think that there's something, like, wrong with me that, like, I can like Dave, but then, like, I have this weird opinion of tattoos? Isn't that, like, a contradiction?
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to pick one or the other.
I mean, I don't like a lot of, I don't like blondes, but one of my best friends is a blonde, so...
But you don't... That's different, though. It's like, that's your best friend.
I mean, yeah, but that's... I'm still contradicting myself.
But you can't be like, oh, I don't like old blonde. Like, it's different. Yeah, it's like a physical thing.
Then why can people say, like, I don't like blacks?
I saw this freaking... biggest
I don't
fag.
Like Eskimos.
I don't like
I saw this fag... I saw this gay guy in Safeway. I was behind him in line. This guy was wearing hot pink blue jeans, right? That were like high waters.
Wait,
lime
what?
Lime green sandals, like flip-flops, like shower shoes.
Did you say hot pink blue jeans?
Hot pink... Not blue... You know, hot pink jeans, pink jeans, right? Lime green sandals, like shower shoes. And he was wearing like a denim looking collared short sleeve shirt button down.
It's hot.
Huh?
That's hot.
No, it wasn't. It was lame. with a black like tuxedo vest and a black tie around the shirt.
Was he a member of the
was
band OK
up?
Go?
He was skinny as he was. Looked like he was anorexic.
Maybe he was from like that 80s band, the Leg Warmers.
The leg warmers.
Did you talk to him? Her? Did you talk to her?
No.
Maybe he was
why
don't like...
You why would I talk to him?
Why didn't you talk to him?
I stood there and gave him a dirty look the whole time.
Yeah, but that does nothing if you don't tell it to him. The error of their ways, right?
Don't get me wrong. I wasn't giving him a dirty look just because he was gay. Right?
How do you know he's gay?
He had to have been. he was talking like it, too. He had some, like, girl... Let's... He had some girl with him. He had some girl with him. Because you know how, like, some girls...
He could have just been a
like,
dancer.
Hey,
he could have just been a male dancer.
No, yeah. This guy was.
He could have been
gay.
Actually dressed up for a show or something.
I was,
or like maybe
him dirty
theater or something.
Because he looked like a freaking weirdo.
I was. I
if you're gonna be gay, just fucking act normal. I don't give a shit.
Do you know any normal gay people that act normal?
That's my stance.
Do you know gay? Do you see any gay people that act normal?
Yeah, the ones that you don't know are freaking homos until
so the out
like,
you like the out of the
dude
the chill
out, man he's actually gay
you,
oh yeah
you like
oh,
the,
wait a minute what
someone so you basically like the gay people that are still in the closet
no they can
well that
just because you're gay you don't see me walking around let's not get off topic
yeah.
You don't see me going around saying hey everybody listen I like to bang chicks I like to bang a lot of them so you know you don't see me doing
yeah.
that
yeah,
so why should they do the same thing about their
I guess they need to like have
does
identity
make sense to,
yeah no
anybody,
no I agree I don't
yeah.
I don't understand
not,
why they're so proud
I'm not gonna lie like, there are people that do walk around like that listen I like to bank. I bank chicks. I like to do a lot of it. There are people.
Yeah, I play
they go
well.
To clubs.
Play well, but still fuck my bitches. Yeah. Remember that?
I mean, I guess they just want to like identify with themselves as being gay. Like that's like their number one thing.
How would you want them to act, James? If you had a
just
choice,
normal. He said, just you know, yeah, just, like not. They don't have to announce.
Isn't that
their
normal?
They don't have to be like.
It doesn't have
this
to
is,
be
gay,
your identifying
gay.
Thing.
But isn't that how they turn out?
Exactly, but that's what he's like. What I'm saying is like I don't do that either. I don't go around being like, oh, by the way, I like
I
men.
Like chicks.
I just
I bang
I
lots
like
of
guys.
Chicks.
I like guys. I bang lots of guys. Look at me. Like I don't like I don't announce it.
I don't even know if you can get away with just being like, I bang lots of girls, bang lots of guys. I love animals, shit like that.
Well, I guess they're so proud that they want to be vocal about it, James.
See, I'm very unaccepting of that
genre.
That just that, that look,
also,
that style.
The thing is
people like
people
call me a homophobe. I'm not fucking afraid of homos. I just don't like when they act like that.
But the thing
act
is,
normal.
Like they're very in normal. Right now. Like they're like they're like the top like five things that are in right now is like gays.
I don't know how to. I don't know what the normal would be.
Just like you know, like you and me, just freaking act like a normal person. Go about your life. Redfist.com.
Redfist.com, bitches.
Oh, let's look that up. It's probably a porn site.
That's so disgusting.
Ew!
Oh, no.
Ew! Ew, gross. It'd be like all these girls that are on their periods.
Oh, there you go, ladies. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to leave
you guys. Leave
with
you
that
guys.
Picture.
Yeah. My bad.
Leave
bad.
You guys at home with that picture.
I'm sorry, America.
Once again, astraightproductions.com. AstraightProductions.com, curls-studio.com. Check out Curls' comic every Monday and Thursday on Curls' website. Yeah. Yeah. Redfist.com. Go check it out. Visualize that. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And that's James.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back.
See you guys later. Have a good night.
I'm the kind of human wreck. Is that your love?